ApacheCon is just a few weeks away. The first 2 days of ApacheCon, Monday and Tuesday, consist of half-day and full-day training classes. These classes are in-depth tutorials and often involve a hands-on component. Aaron Kimball is doing a training on Hadoop. I spoke with him today about the training class and about Hadoop in general. Your trainings are on Hadoop, is that correct?
Yes. The first day of training is focused specifically on Hadoop. The second day of training, the intermediate training, is more focused on sort of the Hadoop ecosystem. So working with Pig and Hive, as well as talking about how to integrate Hadoop with other systems like databases.
What kind of experience does somebody need in order to come to either one of your trainings?
The first day, no specific experience is necessary. Some sort of familiarity with programming in general is required. It's a developer-focused track of training. So there are programming exercises which can be completed either in Java, which is Hadoop's native language, or in another language, like a scripting language like Python. For the second day, people should be somewhat familiar with Hadoop itself. Attending the first day is obviously sufficient, as is having worked with Hadoop for a time and having written a couple of basic MapReduce programs.
So they'll be doing these programming exercises during the training class?
That's right. We have a virtual machine you can download from Cloudera's website, which is an Ubuntu system with Hadoop installed and configured and with some exercises loaded in so that you can work right there.
I've been talking with some people about the conference, and a number of them have mentioned that they're comparing competing technologies and are coming to the conference in order to evaluate the Apache Software Foundation product. What other technologies are in the same space as Hadoop that people might be comparing?
There's a number of angles that one could look at this from. If they're academic researchers, they may be working with or looking at a system like Dryad, which is a distributed computing framework that's developed by Microsoft. But in general, corporate customers in particular are probably trying to compare Hadoop to traditional data warehousing systems, like those coming from AstroData, GreenPlum, Netezza, etc. And we think that these are actually somewhat complementary technologies. There are areas where these sort of more classically database-like systems will provide immensely fast performance on certain types of queries. However, we think that Hadoop's advantages are that it scales out to much larger data volumes in the hundreds of terabytes range or larger, and in the sort of computation you can do. It's sort of for a different purpose, whereas you might use a data warehouse to do aggregations over many indexed tables and sort of regular queries. Hadoop allows you to express your own logic, write more powerful AI classifiers or other custom logic over your data.
Now, you use Hadoop in your day job, I presume. What sort of things do you do with it for customers?
So my specific job, and that of most of us at Cloudera, is in a support role. So we have customers implementing their own systems on top of these. These systems range from things like protein sequence alignment to social network data mining and everything in between. And we work with these clients to keep their Hadoop clusters well-tuned and running, and when bugs show up in Hadoop, we often author patches for them. And we also sort of help our clients with general design issues. From having been exposed to so many people's problems, we can see the sorts of design patterns that show up and either do or do not work well. So we offer them some advice on how to engineer their pipelines to get out of certain traps that people find themselves in. In addition, we also maintain our own sort of distribution of Hadoop. You can, of course, download Hadoop directly from the Apache Software Foundation. Cloudera provides a packaged version that uses RPMs and Debians for easier installation by system administrators. So maintaining that and making sure that it works well with the rest of the Hadoop ecosystem is an important goal of ours.
Is there something that you'd recommend that people take a look at before they come to your training class?
We have some training material online at cloudera.com already. If you are thinking about going to the intermediate training but aren't sure whether or not you've got enough experience for the basic training, you may want to look at some of the basic training video casts that we already have up on our website. Other than that, I don't think there's anything specific that preparation-wise that's needed for basic training.
Have you looked at the conference schedule at all?
I have. I took a glance. There's a great Hadoop track that's going to be on the first day of the conference proper. What I think is really good about this track is that in previous Apache cons, there's been a lot of focus on sort of Hadoop's internals itself, whereas this is going to have talks about Pig, Hive, and HBase, which are three really important projects that are built on top of Hadoop. So it's good to see more exposure at sort of the user level.
Can you talk a little bit about how those fit together? What is Pig and what does it add to the mix?
Sure. Hadoop itself is a runtime platform. It will run your programs that you author for it. And it is also a distributed file system that stores your data. But programs that run on Hadoop must be written as a succession of MapReduce passes, which are program snippets written in a very particular style. Authoring the correct passes to do certain jobs can be really tedious, and there are many common operations that one might not want to reinvent the wheel for. Pig and Hive are both approaching this problem of saving developers time from somewhat different angles. They're both higher level languages and interfaces on top of Hadoop. Hive is very SQL-like. It gives you a shell wherein you can execute select statements, for example. And it compiles these down to MapReduce passes, which run over your data and give you results. So it's really easy for you to write programs for Hive, use Hive to write queries. You don't even have to be a Java developer, for example. Pig it's a similar system. It's a higher level language, which compiles down to MapReduce passes. However, it is more unstructured. Hive has a very database-like view of the world. Your data is thought to be in tables, which have some sort of column structure over them. Pig is a data flow language, which allows you to define transformations from data sets to other data sets, but it has more hooks in there for the programmer to work with unstructured data. So for ETL tasks, for example, I think that Pig is a more natural fit. HBase is something entirely different. HBase is a column store database engine which works with Hadoop. So it stores its data in HDFS, the Hadoop distributed file system, but it also allows fast access to individual records, much like Google's Bigtable, the system its design was based on, by using a separate set of servers that allow this interactive access.
How does Hadoop compare to some of the other database things that are within the ASF, like Derby and Couch?
Derby and Couch are small-scale databases. I mean, Derby is explicitly an embedded database, for one thing. I'm less familiar with Couch. These are SQL-based systems, so their primary access language is SQL, and they do not have the same scalability as Hadoop does. Hadoop is explicitly designed to work orders of magnitude larger than most other databases out there. Even systems like that from Oracle cannot hold as much data as Hadoop can and process it as efficiently. Hadoop is designed to run on from tens to hundreds to thousands of machines. Yeah, Yahoo in particular runs a very large Hadoop cluster in the neighborhood, I believe, of 2,000 to 4,000 nodes. So this is looking out, you know, well past the horizon of what sort of conventional databases could store. And so some very fundamental architectural differences were baked into Hadoop in order to allow the system to grow so big. One of these differences is that it's a batch processing system. Hadoop programs will reliably move through a great volume of data. However, with a conventional database, you often expect to be able to capture specific results in a matter of seconds or even milliseconds. With Hadoop, we expect results on the order of minutes at best. Okay. On the other hand, the sorts of analyses that you can run in Hadoop are considerably more rich and powerful than that of a conventional database. Using Hadoop is something that's going to be increasingly critical in a lot of different industries. We're starting to see Hadoop usage not just in the Web 2.0 and early adopter crowds, but also in a lot of conventional businesses in sectors like finance and bio and all other areas where IT plays some role. So I'd encourage an awful lot of people who think that if they're interested in broadening their skill sets past that of the existing database techniques that they know to work with, and are interested in seeing something new, please check out Hadoop.
Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.